Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For decades, Harvard Square has attracted interesting characters, artists, street performers, and a good number of homeless people. But as the homeless population grew in the early 1980s, there was a lack of nighttime shelters in Cambridge. A Harvard Divinity student noticed the need and teamed up with a local Lutheran church to start the Harvard Square Homeless Shelter. Today, the shelter is run entirely by Harvard students, the only one of its kind in the nation. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyeroff takes us there.
It's the most interesting class not offered at Harvard University. In the basement of the University Lutheran Church, students who work at the homeless shelter learn compassion and a new way to see the world.
So we need one more coffee.
Yeah?
More than 150 student volunteers staff the shelter. It's open every night for 5 months over the winter. They work in shifts, stocking supplies, helping homeless people find services, or serving meals. Dinner is always leftovers from Harvard's dining halls, says Jacob Cederbaum.
Tonight we have pasta, quiche, potatoes, and I think rice.
How does the food get from the dining hall to here?
Volunteers go out with a shopping cart that we acquired a ways back, and they push it through the streets of Cambridge over the dining halls and pick up the food there.
Cederbaum is a junior from Evanston, Illinois. Before coming to Harvard, he says he'd never spoken with a homeless person. Now he looks forward to the debates he gets into with some guests. He recalls one about President Obama's health care law.
He was up on current events, and it really challenged a lot of my preconceived notions, I think a lot of people's notion. These are just people who are as smart, if not like smarter than me in some ways.
And Cederbaum is a pre-med student. Kristen Cronin is an art history major who's been volunteering since her freshman year.
A lot of our new volunteers, myself included, kind of come in expecting to give or to teach something. And actually, I'd say that it ends up more towards the other end of I'm, you know, receiving and learning when I'm in the shelter.
Working at the shelter changes students' lives, says Scott Sider. He's a former volunteer who now teaches education at Boston University and is the author of the new book, Shelter, Where Harvard Meets the Homeless.
As a result of not being professionals and not being, you know, fully formed adults, they have the opportunity to learn a tremendous amount from the experience. And what's very important is that the guests staying at the shelter realize that. They realize that they have something to contribute to the learning and development of the college students working here.
The 24 beds are awarded on a lottery system, and visitors can use them for up to 2 weeks. Cronin shows me the bunk beds in the men's area.
On the way, we're passing supplies closets where we give out kind of like toiletries, toothpaste, socks and underwear to guests on a weekly basis. This is the men's sleeping area. You can kind of see how people make their nests, though, and oftentimes in the morning when we're cleaning up, we'll find, like, plates of food and, like, mugs that had hot chocolate in them that people kind of were, like, nesting up with in their beds.
Now tell me your dorm room doesn't have that, too.
It's exactly like my dorm room, especially during finals.
As Cronin struggles with final exams, many of the homeless men and women are dealing with larger crises. One former guest remembers what he was going through more than a dozen years ago when he came to the shelter.
My whole world was gone, what I got up for in the morning, what I lived for.
In 1 year, George Caponigro's mother died, his business collapsed, and his wife and children left him. Caponigro had bipolar disorder and recognized he was an alcoholic. He spent 3 years living on the streets of Boston, mostly outside on the common.
You know, I found it so ironic that I lived in public every day, all day, and I felt invisible.
But at the Harvard Square Homeless Shelter, Caponigro felt respected and valued.
There was a feeling, and I found it pre-people coming into the shelter. Yeah, these are rich kids, they're spoiled, what are they, you know, all of that kind of thing. Of course there's some of that out there, until they come here and stay.
The students helped Caponigro get a job cooking in the dining halls.
And it led to me going from living on Boston Common to being on the board of directors of HomeStart, the lead agency for homelessness in Massachusetts.
The Harvard Square Shelter, which is funded by the state and donations, recently added a street team. Students go out into the square every night to deliver food, clothing, and blankets to people who choose not to come in. Over the holiday break, some students stay to keep the shelter going. On Christmas, guests receive gifts of socks and gloves, and the shelter is open all day so they can stay inside, at a time that for many is a reminder of what they've lost. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.